A budget is not a collection of numbers or limits or even goalposts. A budget is an expression of what matters most. Today on Growing Hope, we begin to peel back the layers of focus to reveal and set budgets for each and every aspect of our lives.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary! Because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang!
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing in living bold and taking intentional actions for purpose. I am Catherine Lang, your purveyor of snarky rainbows, because a little twisted encouragement helps us go a long ways. And reaching our big dream goals, it can feel like a long ways. So we need to find the boosts that we can find that work for us to keep us moving in that direction. The truth of it all is that it is not a long ways. It's one step. Everything we want to do and everything that we can do is made up of one step. Because that's all you can take. You can only take one step. Building a foundation for a balanced life and living out that balanced life requires defining your one step. And then taking your one step. The first part is to admit the problem. Because you can't fix or mend what you can acknowledge. The next part is to review your options to determine where you are and what you have. And then you have to learn to let go, to release the things that are holding you back and not letting you take the step you want to take. If you've missed any of the episodes that where we talk about these three steps, then visit growinghoperadio.com to catch up. But now we're moving forward in a balanced life by defining our budgets. When we think of budgets, we usually go right to finances. After all, even Google tells us that's what we're trying to find. And Google knows everything. So budgeting offers powerful insight into so much more than money. A budget helps you understand the resources at your disposal and how you can use those resources to your greatest advantage. Your budget, or let's call it a map. It allows you to do more because it hones your intentional investments. So set a workable budget for your time and your space and your finances, your relationships, and your health. Several years ago, I followed the steps to develop a workable budget for our household finances. I carried around a small notebook with me, and every time I made a purchase, I wrote it down in the notebook. Now, granted, this was all before you had debit cards that kept up with everything for you, but still, it wouldn't hurt to do it now because it makes you think about what you're doing. Now, after a week, I reviewed my spending habits, and after a month, I sat down to set a budget. By looking at where I had put my money, where I had made intentional investments, I was able to find and adjust the issues so that I could put it to better use. Later, I took those same principles and I applied them to my time. I kept a record of how I was investing my time, and then I reviewed it, and after a month, I created a budget, and so forth and so on, so that I could figure out the most valuable ways to invest my time. The process doesn't have to be exactly the same with each and every situation, it really depends on what you're budgeting. And it's not really about how you get there. It's that you get there. What we want to do is test the path that we're on, evaluate the results of the test, adjust the expectations we have, set a budget or a schedule or a map, and then review and adjust on a regular basis to keep it healthy. No matter what it is you want to make workable, developing a budget will get you there. When I was developing my show garden, I had no finances. But I did have a mother with a green thumb, and I would tell her what I was interested in and what I wanted to add to my garden. And she had a way of taking seeds or cuttings and making them so much more than they would have been if it had just been me. And you can get way more seeds for your investment than you can plants. So with her help, we adjusted my expectations. It was going to take longer. And then we fulfilled the goals that I had in place with this particular map. And that's what a budget does. It helps you look at where you are, define what you're doing, shuffle and shift and adjust so that it fits where you want to be. But if you don't take the time to develop a budget, then you won't have any guidance on where you're going, and you'll have more struggle for how you're going to get there. It's a one step at a time process. It is all one step at a time. A budget is the next step you can take. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll talk more about the importance and power of a budget. Growing Hope will be back after these messages.
Is chaos in control of your world? Are you caught in the hamster wheel of life, going at full speed but only spinning the wheel until you stumble and the wheel is spinning you? Do you want to get it all done, but you aren't even sure what might be involved in your all to start with? The whiteboard of world domination helps you harness the chaos, get off the wheel, and define your rules so you can take control of life one bite-sized piece at a time. Join Catherine Lang as she walks you through the 6 steps you need to build your whiteboard of world domination. Define your anchor. Define your vision. Balance your 4 blocks of uniqueness. Hone your aim. Break it all down into bite-sized pieces. Set a daily schedule. Are you ready to create your change and dominate your world? Visit www.whiteboardofworlddomination.com today.
Got hope. This world can be a troubled place full of storms and negatives that are determined to drag you down and crush you. But hope makes a way. Hope gives you strength. Hope creates possibilities. Hope provides the courage that you need to keep going. And we are committed to growing hope with you, in you, and through you. The Reflections and Hope newsletter seeks to instill the courage that your heart needs to live out a bold life grounded in hope. The regular newsletter offers tips, inspirational stories, or scriptures to help grow up hearts that are open to pursue the extraordinary. Visit www.hopeboost.com, that's HOPEBOOST, and sign up now to begin receiving your copy of Reflections and Hope. Welcome back to Growing Hope, where we are making the most by creating workable budgets. I am Catherine Lang, your focus coach. If you need help finding your workable budgets or defining your needed focus, visit coachforfocus.com. It takes one step. If I told you that you only had to take one step to have your desired success, would you take it? If I told you that you could have all the money you ever needed if you would save $1, would you save it? If I told you that you could have the home you always desired by finishing one chore, would anything hold you back from completing that chore? You can. It is all just one away. Without the one, you'll never get there. I am not a big fan of definites, because the exception seems to show up the moment you declare the definitive, you know. But I'm certain that if you don't invest in the one, you'll never get it done. My son said it best. If you don't get started, you can't ever get it done. If you don't take that one step, move that one direction, you cannot complete it. So how do you write a book? You write a book one word at a time. How do you run a marathon? One step at a time. How do you eat a whatever it is you like to eat? One bite at a time. It's the little bits that make up the big changes. And every budget, no matter what we're budgeting, is going to be made up of the little bits. The little bit added to another little bit to make up the big end result. I've not always been a fan of the little bits, but when I was in school, I scoffed at the idea that I needed to tackle whatever project it was a little bit at a time. I'll just wait. That's how I always said it. I'll just wait. And I always did wait. I waited until the very last moment, and then I would invest 24 hours or however many hours it took in a row to get the project done, and I would be exhausted. I would be on time, but I was not worth much for the next couple of days because I had to recharge. And then I had kids. It turns out that when you have kids, you don't get that much needed time to recharge. Instead, you have to hope that you'll have a chance to at least get a snippet here and there, you know, maybe when they're napping. Maybe you'll even get to take a shower. And you have to invest in snippets of recharging in order to get fully recharged. And you cross your fingers that nothing happens before you get fully recharged and you have to have another project done. And it's exhausting just thinking about trying to recharge. So I began tackling things in little bits, because sometimes that's all that I had was a little bit. When I put the kids down for a nap, I would change into work clothes, grab the baby monitor, and I'd head outside to do a little bit of work in the garden. At the first sound of adjustment, I knew I had a little bit of time to clean up before the boys would be up and going again. It was not ideal. I mean, it took extra time because I had to keep getting cleaned up in between working little bits. But a budget in a situation is not always ideal. It's always not the perfect thing that we want. It's about doing the most with what we have available. I wanted to have the children at home, and I wanted to have a garden to enjoy. And those two wants required a compromise from me. And all budgets, no matter what they're for, will require compromise. You don't have it all right now. And even when you do have it all of this thing, you won't be where you are right now in another thing. And so forth and so on. So it might not even matter. Budget for now and adjust when your later gets here. See, our finances got very tight recently, and I had to cut all the expenses that I could think of to cut. And once I did that, I still needed to cut some more. And the only thing we had left to cut was the grocery budget. Groceries, when you're feeding three boys, get expensive. And it was the second highest expense in our home. It only fell behind the mortgage, because it turns out you have to feed them three times a day, sometimes more in growth spurts. So I knew that the only thing I had left to cut was the grocery bill, but I would have to do even more cooking, and I cook three meals a day, but I'd have to do more from scratch cooking in order to cut the bill. And the task seemed overwhelming, but it also looked like the only choice. So I made the choice. I made the compromise. I knew that at that moment, I was bringing in all the money I could bring, and my husband was bringing in all the money he could bring. So I was going to invest more time into making things from scratch. And I did the budget. I looked at it. I looked at the bottom line, and it would cost about a tenth to make the bread from home that it would to buy it in the store. And there were a few other things that were like that. So I used my pantry magic to make meals. I used my determination to cook from scratch, and I cut our grocery bill from $200 a week to $40 a week. It was tight. It was tough. Drink more water. I encouraged my family on a daily basis because water is free. Now, you'll notice that before I made the leap, I evaluated what I was proposing to do. It would be silly for me to determine to make everything from scratch, to invest all that extra time and effort to bake everything, only to end up spending more on ingredients than I would have if I had just bought the product from the store. A budget system helps you evaluate all the different aspects about what you're doing and what you're proposing to do. It's worth it. Is it worth it to make the change? Or is it going to cost you more in the long run? By knowing what you have, what you're doing, where you're going, you can evaluate the usage. You can answer the question from a firmer foundation if you look at the facts first. Every spring, a meme circulates that through social media, all the different aspects of social media, and it has the image of a tomato plant or a whole tomato, depending on the meme, and it brags or taunts, depending on your end of the meme, that you invest X amount of money and X number of hours to save $2 on a tomato. It doesn't make budgetary sense to invest that way if that's the case. The same goes for jumping into a second job to make more money. If it costs more money to take the second job than you're going to make, then it does not align with your need for the second job. I sat down with a friend to work through her finances because that's what she was doing. She was considering a second job. We figured up the costs of childcare and travel expenses and meals that would be required because, look, she knew that if she took the second job, she was not going to be able to prep all her meals and all everybody else's meals every single day. And in the end, it was only going to bring in about $100 over the whole month when everything was balanced out. So she found a way to cut her budget for that amount and managed to get things to where she needed them to be. So taking the time to budget her path and see what was working for her helped her make the better choice. That's what a budget does. It allows you to make those informed decisions. You aren't jumping blindly into something, you're stepping with intention and purpose because you know that where you're stepping makes sense or sense, depending on which end you're on. We had a total of 1,300 square feet when we got married. And when we first started homeschooling, we still only had 1,300 square feet. And we were hosting a weekly homeschool gathering. I had to budget my space because I had to squeeze something out of every single inch in the house. Most spaces did double duty or sometimes triple duty. The biggest key was making sure everything had a home and everything went back to its home at the end of the day. The dining room doubled as the school room and as a craft space on gathering days. The kitchen table doubled as a mom's study table and sometimes it triple dutied as my office. So everything did something more, and that's what a budget helps us determine. How can we do more? You budget by determining your values and aspirations and finding ways to use what you have to get to that place. Growing Hope needs to take one more quick break, but when we come back, we will set the stage for developing a series of life budgets.
As an 18-year-old, I let my mistakes kind of take over my life. I was 0.5 credits away from completing high school, and I didn't do it.
10 years later, at age 28, Jackie finished her high school diploma.
When I found out that I was pregnant, I know that I had to do something for myself if I wanted to make her a better person and provide a better life for her. My family never stopped pushing for me to be better because they knew what I could become and who I could become as a person. My support team is amazing. The educational director, my sister, and even my 7-year-old daughter has just been more than the support that I could ask for. I've been given an opportunity, and I'm just thankful for it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Travel along with CalPress and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or CatherineLang.com.
Are you ready to break out of the ordinary into the extraordinary? Did you know that you were designed on purpose for a purpose and that your purpose is unique in all the world? Place and Purpose offers 4 questions to begin unlocking your uniqueness and then creating a plan to pursue your purpose with boldness. Order your copy by visiting www.catherinelang.com/books.
The music for this production was created by Kevin McLeod and Podomatic.com. It is licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution.
Welcome back to this final segment of today's Growing Hope, where we are setting the budgets that will allow us to build a balanced life. I am Catherine Lang, your Hope Smith and Dream Igniter. Are you ready to pursue your big dream goals? Then visit whiteboardofworlddomination.com to learn more. You have to manage all of it. You have to manage all of what you have, or what you have begins to take control of you. It controls you when it gets away. It controls you when it spirals into the mud. It controls you when it distracts you or throws you off your game. It controls you when you don't know where it is or where it's going. When I was pregnant with my first son, it was frustrating not being in control. I mean, you don't know. You have an idea of when the time of his arrival is going to happen, but you don't know. We could get close by counting the calendar. We could listen to what the doctor said, but even the doctor would say, we don't know. Planning the specifics was out of our control. Sort of. Like anything that you're managing. And that's what a budget is. It's a management system. With anything that you're managing, there are always elements that can't be locked into place. And when they are locked into place, they figure out how to pick the lock. I had a horse like that. He liked the grass down at the local library more than he did the stuff that we had in the field. So some days he would just simply unlock the gate and walk down there. The first few times it happened, I thought I had left the gate open. And then one day I watched as he simply leaned over, opened the gate and walked away. We all have encountered those situations where the circumstances reached over and unlocked the gate. But you can still budget even for those moments. You budget for the unexpected. And with my son, the way we budgeted was by having our bag packed and having all of our communications in order so that we had the numbers available and names to notify. And we kept the tank of gas full so that there was not that scramble. Every element we managed made us more confident in the elements we couldn't manage. A budget helps you become more confident in the elements you can't manage by managing the elements you can. So test, evaluate, adjust, set, review the elements of your life. The elements of time, space, finances, relationships, health. And this is what allows you to rest assured in the steps of your journey. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope. If you are struggling to define your elements or find your focus, let's talk. You can connect with me at coachforfocus.com or find me on social media, Catherine C. Lang. That's KatherineCLang. And let's begin defining your unique path, because you can do this. You can have your balanced life. You can achieve your big dream goals. You can go and do and be more than you ever imagined possible. You are designed to thrive. You're designed to live an exceeding abundant beyond anything you can think or imagine kind of life. Don't miss out. Define and control and step. And don't miss a single episode of Growing Hope as we begin to map out these budgets, because it is going to make it possible for you to walk out that life that you dream of. You've got this. Everything that you want is right now within your grasp. Everything that you want is right now within your grasp. All you have to do is one step. One choice, one move. Your one, your little bit, your piece, your bite-sized, your next move is what will determine where you're going in your life. And I know that you have it in it to live bold and live an amazing purpose that's designed uniquely for you. I am Catherine Lang, and I'm here to tell you that hope makes a difference because every day holds a promise of more and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish a foundation of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, in all that you're doing, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.